What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by the Club app, the number one live streaming app for DJs and partygoers. Today, we have my brother DJ Chaos on the show. Brother, can you please introduce yourself, tell the people who you are and where you're from?
Hey, what's going on? My name is DJ Chaos. I originally come from the 413 area, in the 413 area at this moment. For a small town, Springfield, Massachusetts, outside of the Boston area. But yeah, that's me right now.
Awesome, brother. Super excited to have you on the show, man. This is the My DJ Story podcast, so we want to hear your story as a DJ. So talk us through some of the early days. What sparked your interest to become a DJ? And give us some insight on those early days of how you became a DJ.
So we'll go way back. We'll go back childhood, little baby. Not the artist, just me as a little baby. My father was a producer. Before he became a producer, he was a band member. He was a drummer. So the love of music has been there since I was born. I have watched him and been to different places, different areas, just watching and growing. As I started to grow and get older, I started to join into his business and trying to help out where he manages artists. Did a lot of parties in this area, the Springfield area, the Connecticut area, some New York areas. We done did top artists from Dave Hollister, Usher, did big events out of the CT area, Hartford area, Waterbury, Bridgeport. So in that aspect of me growing and getting there, I basically learned the back end. I wasn't a DJ, I wasn't a singer. I was just an analyzer of the craft. As I got older, I became more into graphic arts. Graphic arts turned into helping him and doing every label. I did every label for all the artists that we had on his record label at the point in time. I helped out others. As I got into high school, I started helping out my local friends that started getting into the rap game. My local friends that started singing. I ended up finding a little voice of my own and started doing a little rapping myself in the early ages. Let alone when we shift into high school stage, DJ still wasn't the criteria of me. It wasn't DJ Chaos. I was just a regular guy still trying to be behind scenes. I like behind scenes because it was a lot of things that need to be done. I just kept growing. More love I grew for the love of music, the more I just wanted to be in front instead of being behind scenes. And so going from marketing basically to editing and to learning how to edit music, making beats. I used to be the beat man for him as well, making beats and making beats for others. I just started to build and collate and just try to make myself a melting pot of music industry. Once I ended up getting into college, I ended up talking to a counselor of mine and I said two words, and that was, I don't know where my class, no, is this the office? I think I said something like that. Is this the office? Something like, but he literally stopped and said, have you ever did radio before? I said, no, never. He said, you had a radio voice. I said, oh, okay. He said, you want to do radio? You know, I'm not scared of opportunity. I said, yeah, not a problem. Let's jump down. Let's grab this radio. So from right then and there, I ended up getting a radio show with a college radio station. I had that for about 2 years. It was every Thursday, actually. I used to call it the lockdown. Out in my area, Thursday nights was college night. So I used to get all my classmates together and ready to get hyped to go out there. Once I was done for my radio show, I actually progressed. This is where the DJ atmosphere started helping, because I was a radio DJ, but I wasn't physically DJing completely like that. It was a gentleman that ended up hearing me, which owned a cafe that was a block down the street from my college, bumped into me and he just said, hey, man, I like how your show was. I want to know if you want to come to my cafe and spin. That then was... Like I said, I'm never scared of an opportunity. I'll take it no matter what. I took the opportunity. I was scared shitless. Excuse me for my friends. But I was scared shitless on the factor of I never physically DJ in front of people. And as I DJed in front of people at that point in time, I thought I was horrible. But everybody came up and told me they loved it. They loved the flow, and I got invited back. Right then and there, that's when I knew that I loved DJing. Right then and there, I knew that that's what I wanted to actually do. From there, I progressed that form. I talked to my father, told him my love for music, and he just gave me the backbone of the business and tried to structure me, to be a businessman in the field. Not just as a DJ, but just to understand. So with that, I started to meet other DJs with him I'm still learning and still going. He's doing meetings with other people. You know, he's at Sony. We're doing meetings with A&Rs. And I'm soaking in all knowledge that I can. I'm a humble person. I don't go around and I don't speak on all my accolades or everything that I put myself through. I just do it. I let the work speak for itself.
Wow, man. No, that's a super interesting intro. And I think that your foundation has really set a good path for you to really jump into this industry and really dominate, man. You had a lot of great experience working with your father in the music industry. Then you went from there to go to school where you got introduced to radio. Then after that, you was able to first get your opportunity to DJ in front of crowds and you fell in love with the craft. So that's a really great introduction. And I was able to go from there and really just jump into this business and succeed with it, man. One thing I like that you spoke about was that even though you were afraid to jump into that first gig, you did it anyway. And I think that it's super important for DJs to understand that it's important to do things afraid, because if you don't learn how to do things afraid, you'll never take actions on the things that are going to take you to that next level. So DJs, I challenge you, listen to my brother DJ Chaos. You need to be able to go out there and face your fears and just take risks, because if you don't do it, you're going to be missing out on a lot of great opportunity.
The saying is, you know, anything that's worth it is going to be uncomfortable. Anything that you really want, you have to fight for it. Those words are true. If it was easy, everyone would have what they want, you know, and you have to. The thing is, the best thing, especially in a DJ community, being uncomfortable is not a bad thing. It's a good thing, because that's where you end up finding your best ability. You know that you can take something. You know that whatever you come across, you know, you can get through it. And that's how I looked at it. You know, I take it from that night. You know, I walked in, I had all the confidence. I had my boys with me. You know, this is at the time, CDJs. I actually had CDs I walked in with. And, you know, we all come in and, you know, I'm looking and I'm happy. But the thing is, as long as you don't show it, they don't see it. And if you do a good job, you know, your work talks and it shows for yourself. And for that, it showed. People like, they didn't know that I was nervous. They didn't know that I was scared out of my mind. And to me, that was the best thing, because I still say it to this day. I talked to my cousin that was with me that first night. I said, I remember when we got in the car and I was like, oh my gosh. You know, it's different. He was shocked that I was scared, because, you know, I'm not nervous to do it in front of a lot of people, but it's different when you do it in front of family. When you start doing it in front of people that don't know you, you know, that's where you know you're okay if they like you, you know. But even if they don't, never let it discourage you. You know, it takes a baby to fall to get up to walk again. Same thing for a DJ. It takes bad gigs. Every DJ never had, you know, every DJ doesn't have every good gig. It's always a bad gig. Somewhere down the line, you're going to get a bad one. And after you get that bad gig, you're going to get successful ones after that. And it's going to, you know, it chops and screws no matter what you do. You just got to make sure you do it the right way. And just don't be scared. That's how I look at it.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because it's super important that not everything's going to be glamorous. You know, some people jump into this game and they think, oh, I'm going to be a rock star DJ in a year. And it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Take your time. There's going to be a lot of ups and downs within that journey. But if you stay consistent, stay persistent, you will get there eventually and you'll reach your goals. Super excited to be hearing your story, brother. DJ Chaos is here telling his DJ story. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about your journey from there. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And we're back with the My DJ Story podcast. We're here with my brother DJ Chaos, and he's telling us his journey in the DJ industry. So, brother, when we left off, we spoke about doing gigs afraid and being able to walk in with confidence and how that really helped you within your journey. You know, after you was able to instill that confidence in yourself and really walk into these different gigs as a champion, as a person that's experienced, you know, where did you go from there, and kind of walk me through your journey leading from there to the present?
So, basically, once I ended up doing that, in all honesty, my father, through his business, I just always helped him. So anything that I was end up doing, it was mainly like offspring of what we did together. So during that time, that journey, college life, DJing, I DJed, I did the cafes, I did small parties, you know, cookouts, barbecues, things that was locally area. I started to fizzle out of DJing a little bit, in all reality. And this is where it goes to, you know, you can't be scared to fail and succeed. You have to put yourself out there. So during that journey, I continued for approximately like 3 years. And then I actually stopped. Became a father. And during that, I just started to find myself, find a fatherhood and enjoy that. I stopped doing it, but I didn't stop the music industry movement. I still work with my father. I still work with others. I still did a lot of behind scenes as helping others, inspiring others, helping people build, working on different aspects and different business ideas. You know, one thing, when you stop doing one thing, doesn't mean you have to stop that journey. That journey is just on pause for 1 second. And that's all I did. I put it on pause. And as I put that on pause, I tried to find something else to rebuild. I tried to find something else to fix. With that, we end up getting into video editing and marketing. So I started doing that with my father, which is now his now business. He left music and now he's in his own video production. So we've done that. During that time, if most people understand, I'm in Springfield, Massachusetts. To get a little closer with this hat, Interstate 91, 413. Just got to do a little plug-in. My boy did this one. This is a Black-owned owner. He does his own. It's called Hoopa Fresh. Spinoff off of the Boston Red Sox hat that messed up. But to put that whole pin into it, I just started working with people to get things out. And as we did it, like I said, I took that time off from them. I did that, those accolades. I went back to school, tried to get a different degree, started working in life. And then about 2 years ago, I decided to come back. As I came back, I came back nervous, scared. Again, and only reason for that is because I end up dealing with a crazy motorcycle accident that actually, hurt my hand to the point where I didn't think I'll get the movement back. Once I was able to get the full movement back to the best ability, I had to reteach myself how to DJ again on a particular side, which you have to fall to get back up, to walk again. So there is, I didn't let that discourage me of, it's time for me to get rid of all my stuff. No, I actually bought more stuff. And as I got more stuff, I just kept training and kept training. I trained myself and trained myself. Now we're here to this day as me starting and then getting smacked in the face with the pandemic. My first 2 gigs back into the game got hit because of the pandemic. Lost money. Wasn't generating no money. Most people will get discouraged if you're just now starting, or if you're somewhat in the middle and you feel you're being overwhelmed. Most will actually backtrack and not. For me, I didn't. For myself, I actually strapped on the boots, threw the helmet on, and went full force into it. You know, COVID or not COVID, that's where the virtual came into play, as we're talking about it. I didn't know nothing about Twitch. I didn't know nothing about Well, you know about Facebook and Instagram, but everybody knows they don't like you. You know, especially DJs, they're going to kick us off 24/7. So with that, basically started to just reconnect. I started to reconnect with brothers, you know, brothers and sisters in the DJ community and the music community. I started to reconnect where I didn't lose the connection. I already had a connection. They knew me from way back then. They knew me from childhood. You know, we're still friends. We still rock. It was just the confirming that, hey, I'm back in. Even though I'm back in and I did this a long time ago, and even though I built something for myself at that point in time, I knew that that got fizzled because others, you know, took over. And I'm humble for that, and I give that respect, and I work with those as well. So now, like I said, I'm at this aspect now in life where, you know, you got to make a name for yourself. You got to put yourself out there. And if you don't put yourself out there, people won't know who you are. People won't see you. So for me, I started to put myself out there. I started to make sure people see me. I started to make sure people notice DJ KS. You know, I started to make sure. I started off with the, you know, nice background of my, I started off with a rinky dink stencil logo that looked crazy. I still got it to this day because it reminds me where I started. And you start to progress to build your brand. And that's where more that I start to understand more of the virtual world, on building brands, more on, you know, social media to help push your brands, doing more promotion. You know, I had all the tools and knowledge on how to do so. The thing was of how to do it from back then and do it now and how to utilize it the right way. And that was the best way of doing it. So it was hopping onto the internet. It was, you know, doing the smallest things. The smallest things work. But the thing is, especially in the DJ world, you know, I've talked to my, you know, I call him my mentor. He don't know it, but I call him my mentor because he helps me a lot. But every time we talk, and I do anything I can. But we have this conversation as, you know, DJs need to be more humble. People, you know, it's a community. It shouldn't be everybody out for each other. It shouldn't be someone trying to downplay the next. You should be helping the other one step up as, the, you know, lend that hand, bring that one up, and that person bring up the next person. I don't know. We got a break somewhere?
No, that's really good, okay. Man. I think that you're doing a really great job sharing your story and really talking about the business and community aspect of DJing. It's really important that DJs work together because there's a lot of opportunity out there. And if we have a mindset where if someone else's success takes away from ours, then that's going to really limit the amount of success that we all can get. So understand that there's a lot of abundance of opportunity out there and we got to work together. You know, one thing you spoke about was branding, which is super important for the business aspect of DJing. Talk to us a little bit more about your brand as DJ Chaos. How did you get that name and what does that branding mean to you?
Well, DJ Chaos, well, chaos just came, I don't know. It was just one day, again, like I said, in college, I was just sitting there. I played football for a little bit and people used to call me crazy. They used to say I used to get crazy on the field. You know, I was a wide receiver, so I used to just love to just jump over people if I could. And during that time, it's like when people just say crazy, I always try to like find something. So I DJ crazy. And no, I didn't mix. And it was just, like I said, it's like getting into like the joining radio. I had to come up with a name. My name's Brandon. It's not wrong with it, but you know, as a DJ, that's just, hey, how you doing? You're here with Brandon. It just didn't sound right. You know, it didn't ring to me. And it was just like one day I was going through it, man. I was sitting with a bunch of DJs, a bunch of my friends that are artists, that are rappers and singers. And, you know, it was just pitching names. I'm like, I need y'all help. You know, it came times I'd even sat down, looked at my microphone and go, okay, you know, dynamic. That was one point that I wrote that down. DJ Dynamic. I had a different names. And then for some reason, Chaos just mixed for me. I like the way it sounded. I like the way it rolled. And I said it twice and I said DJ Chaos, and right then and there my boy just looked at me, he said, yeah, that's it. And so I just rock with it. I tried it out for the first 2 weeks as I was doing the radio. I used to get feedback from my friends. I used to, you know, have them call in. And like, hey, call in, and he's talking about how you feel about my name. And they was like, yeah, hey, I like it. The difference is I know it's hard for people, because when I say my name and if you try to Google it, you're going to spell it the way it, you know, it sounds. But yeah, it's with a Z. It's a little different, but it's different people. And I even sat there and battled, do I want to change it just to make it more marketable for myself and not be a mixture of other people, or just keep it? And the way I look at it is I put so much work into this name. I'm not going to get rid of it. You know, that's the other thing of in the DJ world, the backside of it, your name. You have to know your name. You have to research your name. You have to understand, you have to look and see if anybody is in your area, in your city, your town, your country with the same name. Because if there's someone in your country with the same name, you definitely want to change your name. If they're in a different country, you know, that's workable. Yeah, you know, because this is a different country. So you can always find a way to work that out. And that's what I did. I did my research. I looked and there was nobody. It was rappers. It was no DJ. It is a DJ with the same spelling as me, but he's not in this country. So that's one of the reasons why I knew I was able to keep it. But that's where you have to sit back and analyze. You know, a lot of people think DJing is, oh yeah, I'm just gonna grab some music, I'm gonna grab a turntable or a record player, or you know, I'm gonna grab a little board and just play music and I'm gonna call myself DJ Johnny. You know, hey, that sounds good too. But the thing is it's the back things is you don't want lawsuits, or you don't want someone chasing you down because you took this, especially when it comes into branding. Because once you start to do your branding as, okay, now you found your name, or you found your company name of what you want to use, Adelize have grown to brand that. I went from doing business cards to logos to stickers, working on, I have a hat that's somewhere over there in the back, but you know, making hats. These are things that are, it's a brand. These are things as merchandise, these are things that go out to people. I pass things out for free sometimes just so people have, you know, just my logo and information. And I did that for the main reason is if it's there, if it's around, once people start to see this logo pop up, it sends a trigger to their mind. I seen that somewhere, so let me hit it. I'm a firm believer of, you know, 10 toes down on the ground. I like the internet. I still do my promoting that way. But my branding I put out there, I walk outside, I pass out cards, I put cards here, I put stickers down on a table, you know, I put them in little bowls of business cards. That's how I do it. You know, I reach out to people. And all in all, you can do things virtually, but reaching out or doing something physically, as I said before, it just helps out more. Because when people could touch something or put a grasp on something, it helps their memory more. Oh, I know that, or I've seen that before. And that's how I do it, man.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. When you're able to do it in person as well as doing it online, you have the scale of online, but you have the strong relationship building opportunity of in person. And I think that's super important for building your brand and building meaningful relationships out there in the world with people. And it's super important. We spoke about this before we started the call about the genuineness of being a DJ and the genuineness of building a brand and relationships with people. It really takes you very far because people trust people. They won't trust right. you unless they know who you are. You know, it takes much longer for them to trust you if you're just, you know, a sound or a face that they don't really know. But if they have a personal relationship with you, you're able to really build that relationship that allows you to move forward with your DJ career and allow them to support you in different ways that they wouldn't. Man, I really appreciate all the gems you're dropping today, man. This is super important for DJs to hear these stories so they can improve on their business. You know, before we jump into our lightning round, I would love for you to kind of highlight one of the most important things or something that's a DJ should be focusing on today, you know, in this climate. You know, we're in a really different time for DJing with this whole pandemic that's kind of, you know, at the tail end of it. What are things that DJs should be focused on right now to best position yourself for success going forward for the rest of the year?
Starting off in DJ, the first thing you want to make sure you understand is the basics. That's the first thing. understand the basics, try your hardest to understand different aspects of equipment, utilizing equipment, cable management, insurance, if you're a mobile DJ, not even a mobile, even if you're at a club, you know, just insurance on your equipment. You know, it's the basics first. Then after, you want to take it to start building as your brand wise equipment, quality. Just because it might be, you know, you might look at something that's $600 and you look at something that's $300 and they seem similar. You know, research is the number one key, because the thing is, if I got that same equipment that you looked at and you decided to go to the one that was cheaper and you're playing and I'm playing next door to you, if my quality is better than you, I guarantee you I'm going to take your whole crowd. It's hands down. Bad quality, bad skills, it tarnishes you. Not to say that you can't, but you can come, you can overcome that. It's just that you have to put that time in, put that practice in. It's times I put it in. I get yelled at sometimes for putting in too much practice, but it's honest. It's you have to work on your craft.
Yeah, that's great advice, man. I think it's super important to work on your craft and try to perfect things in different ways. It's the little things in different places that add up to a great experience. It's not just this one thing that you got to fix that makes you a rock star DJ or a really great DJ. It's a lot of little things all coming together, man, to be able to make yourself great. Great advice, brother.
BPMs, it's library category. It's literally, still to this day, man, I'm working on my library. You know, you have to have your library right. Your library needs to be good. Know what songs, definitely understand how to read a crowd. It's kind of hard virtually wise. I'll be honest, it's very hard virtually. It's kind of tough. You get some people that like to talk in your chat box, and you get some people what we call lurkers. There's nothing wrong with lurkers, because they're there, they're listening. And understand one thing, if a person is giving their time, thank that person, because time is precious. You can't get that back. So even if they're lurking, they're giving their time, they're listening, regardless, they're giving some type of support, always thank a person and always be genuine with people. That's the number one thing, especially in the DJ community, because you never know who is your next client. Never know. As long as you're genuine 24/7, man, you never know who your next client is. Long as you're genuine with what you do, you never know who you might bump into. Point gang, how I bumped into my mentor. Me being genuine, humble, and working hard, and bumping into my mentor. He reached out and talked to me. He didn't have to, and therefore now we have a relationship where, like I said, now I call him my mentor. So it's the key of being genuine. I guarantee, be genuine and things will happen, and don't rush it.
Great advice, man. And then before we jump into our lightning round, how could myself, the club, our community, and the people listening help and support you with the things that you're currently working on?
Oh, help and support me, man. Hey, book me. Book DJKS at gmail.com. Also, Twitter /DJKS413. Tuesday and Thursdays, I do my radio show, youareradiouk.com. So that's based out of the London area. For the next week, they're going to be kind of off the radio right now because, you know, England is in the World Cup or something like that going on, and much support to them. Along with that, also Top Floor Entertainment. That's an app you can catch on Android and Apple. You can catch my mentors, go to all DJs. You catch a bunch of DJs. That's my mentor, DJ Craig G. That's his app right there. And at the same time, we have a bunch of DJs locally in my area, along with myself, where I put majority of my mixes. Mixcloud, you can catch me there as well, DJ Chaos 413. And that's basically the all areas. I'm not in no clubs right now. We're just now opening back up in my area, so stay tuned. Also in the club, check the dictionary, I'm in there. And whenever you need me, man, virtual Zambas, I'm here.
Awesome, brother. At this time, we're going to jump into the lightning round. Are you ready?
No. Yeah, I'm ready.
Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
DJ setup. All right, software. I am a Serato software owner. Setup right now, I'm rocking with the DDJ XX3. I'm a Mac user, so you know, Apple all day, 24/7. And I'm rocking on my SM7B microphone right now. That's the little setup that I have right now with my QSC speakers along my 12 inches in. Got the nice little subwoofer rocking, light bar. You know, mobile DJ at its best, little lights here and there. And I'm still building. Now I'm building this to get more lights and build this DJ Chaos entertainment industry a little bit bigger than what it was, starting to branch out a little bit more to bigger events. I mostly was structured to smaller events, but you know, now I'm just trying to make sure I get into, you know, wedding games and things like that. You know, it's more things to progress in the DJ game, and you have to be open to it. If you just stay in one area, you're just going to be in that one area. I'm an open format DJ. I specialize in hip-hop and R&B, but I play all music.
Who's your favorite DJ?
Oh man, you're trying to get me hurt. Red Alert.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at, and why?
My favorite? All right, my favorite will actually be an event I did at college. It was a fashion event. It was my favorite. Like I said, I have a lot of friends that are frats. I was trying to be a new man, but I have a lot of new friends, and it was actually their party. And it was just my favorite because at that point in time, it was one of my boys that I didn't know was crossing. And when I seen that, I was like, we just go way back. And I just knew everything he went through. It was just like, you know, just to see that he found something that he liked and it changed. And so at that point in time, it was there, and just things broke out. He ended up finding his wife at that time. So that was like the best time, because that night I rocked the party. The college loved me. And from there, now with that, it just fizzled out.
Name a nightclub or venue that you highly recommend people checking out in your city, or even anywhere that you like to point out.
Ooh, in my city. All right, so in my city, we got a few popping right now. We got Top Shelf. We got Top Shelf going. Definitely check that out every Thursday night if you're out here. If not Top Shelf, you got Zone. Zone's rocking. They rocking on the patio, so definitely top out there with Club Zone. That's off on Worthington Street. Those are the two right now. Right now, that's popping.
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
Number one thing missing from live streaming for DJs is credibility. The copyright. In all reality, in all aspects, we sit here and play music not to like discredit anybody, but we're playing music to entertain people, especially during the pandemic. And so many times, as we spoke about this earlier, you know, Facebook and Instagram, you know, they don't like DJs. And I understand it's not really them, it's the labels. The labels are just trying to pinpoint it. It's so many people that's involved that just want some type of money because something's being played. But at the same time, you know, if it doesn't get played, then your artists will fizzle away and people won't know who you are. So, you know, we do that to keep you relevant. And I think it needs to be a market where it's okay for DJs to be out there instead of shutting DJs. You know, Twitch was a area that we went to. And I'll be honest, I actually received an email from Twitch about, you know, they're starting to get things from record labels of copywriting. So, you know, we don't know how long this is going to be with Twitch, where, you know, Mixcloud, yes, we all know, you know, if you pay for Mixcloud, you know, they do a way where they're, you know, make sure everybody gets money. So that's why I'm on Mixcloud. But it needs to be a platform where DJs can play without being shut off, without cutting a person, because sometimes, no matter what, as you know, as what we're doing right now, you know, we're streaming and we can stream to multiple areas. But the problem is, you stream to multiple areas. Just like when I do my show, I'll stream off of Twitch, Mixcloud. I used to do Facebook. I used to do Periscope. Periscope changed up a little bit, but Facebook, you know, all of a sudden I could have probably 100 people on Facebook and I might have 2 people on Twitch. But now those 100 people can't watch me because they decide, you know, they don't really want to make a Twitch account. Some people don't have the space into whatever they're utilizing to, you know, make multiple accounts just to see people, and it makes it hard for DJs just to even DJ. You know, even if you taking a picture and you got LL playing in the background, all of a sudden it's like, hey, we're gonna mute your video. It's like, man, I'm at a concert, man. Like, you act like I'm making money off it. But
and shout out to DJs that you know personally whose story also need to be shared on this podcast.
Shout out DJ Craig G, top 4 entertainment boss right there. Shout out to DJ Boogie 413. Shout out to DJ Ant Dow. Shout out to DJ Prince. Shout out to Juice the DJ. Yeah. Shout out DJ Prime CT. Shout out DJ Diav. You know, these are some of my DJs. You can see them in my friends, in my friend list. You could touch and tap in with them. Craig G, I think you are friends with Craig G. But everybody knows his story. But, you know, that man got a lot of gems to drop. And, you know, I take everything he say and I write it down and I utilize it to this day. That man used to tell me 24/7, man, anything you do, you do a radio show, anything, you make sure you hit record, because that is a mix that needs to go on to the thing. And I take the smallest gems, man. It works. You know, make sure I have content for all my listeners 24/7. So those are the DJs right there that I can put out right now. Yeah.
Awesome, man. We look forward to hearing their stories one day. And any DJ that's interested in being on the show can sign up at djsignup.com. And brother, where can people find you either online or in person?
In person, I'm nowhere actually right now in person. Like I said, we're just now open back up. So I'm looking for areas now. So if anybody is watching this in my area, you already know what to do. But online, you catch me on Instagram, DJ Chaos 413, Facebook, DJ Chaos 413, Twitter, DJ Chaos 413, Twitch, DJ Chaos 413 as well. You know, they all same. You catch me every social media. I'm there. But every Tuesday and every Thursday, definitely catch me on Twitch. 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern time, 10 to 12 UK time. I'm there. Every Tuesday is Request Tuesday. So if you got a request for a song, just jot it down. Let me know. Talk to me in the chat and I talk back. Thursday is Hip Hop R&B Takeover from the U.S. Boys. Me and my boy from Cali. DJ Kenny Collab is another DJ you can talk to as well. That's my brother right there. My email, bookdjchaos@gmail.com. You can also reach out, or my webpage, djchaos413entertainment.com. But yeah, those are the spots you can catch me at.
Y'all heard it, folks. Make sure y'all check out my brother, DJ Chaos. He's really doing it in the DJ industry. Man of many talents, man, with a lot of wisdom in this game. And I appreciate you dropping all the gems that you've picked up over the years in the DJ industry, brother. So thank you for spending time with us today. We look forward to helping you and supporting you in your journey. And we look forward to seeing you in the club.
Definitely. Gang, gang.
Thank you for listening to the My DJ Story podcast. If you haven't already, please join our community by downloading the Club app for free in the Google Play and App Store today. While you're there, do us a huge favor by giving us a 5-star rating and shoot us a message on Instagram telling us you did. I'd love to send you a free My DJ Story podcast t-shirt as a token of our appreciation. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the club.